today, the Fed Reserve's war on inflation will continue. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the latest post covering finance and broad news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Well, the war against inflation continues and it will have to drag on for a while longer yet, despite, of course, the market's view that they're going to cut rates in the next meeting. In fact, the US Consumer Price Index numbers for February would, in other circumstances, have created an intense debate over whether the Federal Reserve should hike by 25 basis points or 50 basis points at its monetary policy meeting. Two big bank failures in succession have changed that discussion, or at least for a little while. But there's little in the February data to suggest that the central bank should be any less vigilant than it was planning to be. After 5 days of turmoil in the banking sector, financial markets had all but written off the prospect of additional interest rate increases, but the latest consumer price index shows why that assessment was premature. The new numbers on Tuesday showed that the core CPI rose 0.5% from a month earlier, exceeding most forecasts from economists. On a three-month annualized basis, the report put core CPI at around 5.2%, highlighting the challenge facing the Fed as it tries to juggle both sides of its inflation and full employment dual mandate. The Cleveland Fed's measure of that trimmed mean, in which outlier components in either direction are discarded and an average taken of the rest, is barely below its January level and is still above 6%. Its measure of the median has topped 7% for the first time. And it's worth noting that shelter is roughly a third of the entire index. It's rising and now is comfortably ahead of the headline figure. So, as long anticipated, shelter is now the single most important driver of inflation, and that may not ease anytime soon. Until last week, expectations for higher rates were hardly even up for the debate, but the collapse of SVB triggered a widespread and risk reassessment, with yields on two-year notes plummeting 109 basis points in three trading sessions. And Goldman Sachs and Barclays economists changed forecasts to reflect no change by the Fed at its meeting next week, while Nomura Securities economists went further to say the Fed would even cut rates and stop quantitative tightening. Doing so would, of course, be a complete about-face for a central bank that, as recently as the middle last week, had actively floated the possibility of a 50 basis point increase to a range of 5 to 5.25%. With the new CPI data in hand, it's unlikely that the Fed will make such a drastic reassessment of its path. As Tuesday's report showed, inflation remains widespread in the US economy, and suspending the fight now would risk undermining the Fed's credibility. For months, Fed Chair Jerome Powell has directed traders' attention to a bespoke index known as Core Services, excluding shelter, which could indicate high overall inflation even though core goods have crested and a cooling of housing costs appeared to be on the cards. In February, that metric accelerated slightly to 0.5%, putting it around 5.1% on a three-month annualized basis. And you have to ask why it is that shelter should be removed in any case. Now, within that closely watched category, transportation and recreation services inflation both accelerated, and a lot of that is to do with wages growth. Some analysts will argue that all of this looks backward, and they won't be wrong. It's conceivable that the run on SVB will drive meaningfully more competition amongst banks for deposits and tighten lending standards, prompting a de facto tightening of financial conditions that makes inflation data look much different in several months' time. It's also possible that the episodes of chaos will have a chilling effect on the US consumer economy, which has been cushioned until now by strong household savings, which were left over from the COVID-19 pandemic. But policy making on that basis will be tantamount to returning to the days of giving inflation data the benefit of the doubt. And we all know what happened to that theory. The Fed waited until March 2022 to address a problem that was already evident in late 2021. And now if the data is a toss-up, the Fed's risk management approach would call for taking the more proactive approach to inflation. The other problem with suspending the inflation fight now is the message it would send about financial stability. Shifting gears would tell the world that the steps taken during the weekend to backstop banks aren't enough, and that serious damage to the economy is already inevitable. Normally, it takes rate cuts to cement the perception of an economic calamity. But with inflation as high as it is, giving up the fight against high and volatile prices would send the same message. Look out below. If the Fed knows something we don't about the risks ahead, then by all means, it should back off at once. But as New York Fed President John Williams said in a prepared remark from last November, monetary policy shouldn't be viewed as the singular fix for every ailment. Everyone is familiar with the idea of a jack of all trades. Using monetary policy to mitigate financial stability vulnerabilities can lead to unfavorable outcomes for the economy. Monetary policy should not try to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. There must be a better way. And that echoed a similar sentiment from Fed Governor Christopher Waller last October, which, by the way, was resurfaced in a recent article in the Wall Street Journal. "I've read some speculation," he said recently, "that financial stability concerns could possibly lead the FOMC to slow rate increases or halt them earlier than expected. Let me be clear that this is not something I'm considering or believe it to be a very likely development. Along with the improved regulatory framework, I believe we have tools in place to address any financial stability concerns and should not be looking for monetary policy for this purpose. The focus of monetary policy needs to be fighting inflation, period." Common sense now favours probably a 25 basis point increase in the Fed's target range next week. But of course, a lot can change in the next 8 days, including banking sector developments and important data on producer prices, retail sales and consumer sentiment. But suspending the inflation fight now looks as if it would undermine the Fed's credibility. And when the signalling effect is taken into consideration, the outcome for financial stability would probably be a wash at best. So, Mr. Market, wake up and smell the roses, expect rates to go higher, and respond accordingly. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.